Andre Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. The issue of mandatory COVID-19 vaccines and vaccine passports came under the spotlight in this week's news. On Thursday, the ACDP marched to the Constitutional Court to say no to mandatory vaccines, and in Cape Town, the party held a demonstration outside the provincial legislature to protest government's vaccine passport rollout. ACDP President Reverend Kenneth Meshwe told Gateway News that they were marching to the apex court because they believe people's constitutional rights are being undermined. He said if their protest was not heeded by government, they will have more marches. Bishop Maroti Mashashane, leader of the South African Christian Forum, meanwhile, told Gateway News that the forum is pressing on with a bid to apply to the Constitutional Court to interdict the government from making COVID vaccines mandatory and from depriving or limiting access or benefits to unvaccinated citizens. He said that in response to the forum's application for a hearing, the acting Chief Justice said he believes the matter does not qualify for direct access to the Constitutional Court, but should first be heard in the High Court. Mashashane said they have made a submission to the Concord, explaining their factual and legal grounds for wanting to go directly to the nation's highest court, and were awaiting a new directive from the acting Chief Justice. And in an online legislative indaba on Tuesday evening, the event host, Dr. Pearl Coupe, urged Christians to make their voices heard by using the platform of the Dear South Africa website to express their opposition or support for mandatory vaccinations and vaccine passports. She said it takes just 2 minutes to complete the questionnaire, which can be found by clicking on www.dearsouthafrica.co.za/mandatory-vaccinations. In other news, we reported on a flood of prayers that are being lifted up from all over the world for Christian marketplace leader Graham Power, who is receiving treatment in hospital for acute myeloid leukemia. Despite the medical diagnosis, the founder and board chairman of the Power Group and leader of Unashamedly Ethical, Global Voice of Prayer and Heal Our Land has reportedly been in high spirits and has been sending daily voice notes to his colleagues and friends to update them of his progress. Other headlines this week include Angus Buchan commends prayer group farmers for their backbone, join daily election prayer on Facebook Live, KZN pastors participate in campaign to build bridges after violence, and when the righteous are in power, the people rejoice. An interview with Lance Grootboom, ACDP mayoral candidate in Nelson Mandela Bay. You can read these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again in next week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa.